If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
All right. And welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Great to be with you here on this yet another great sports program.
It's another great show. We got a lot to talk about. Baseball, football, Olympics. You name it, we got things to talk about here, Fred.
Yeah, I think we should get to it. And I guess, is this week the wrap-up of the Olympics?
No, I think it goes on. It's not wrapping up. It's going on. I think it goes on to the end of the month. It's the wrap-up of football camp. We were going to go. Like, you and I were going to go to the Rams
like
camp.
6 days of
shut down.
6 days of tough running and sweating.
Is that what it was? 6 days? I talked to our buddy Vince Ferragamo. He says, I went to training camp. Mike, I can't believe it. It's over. They get ready for the first preseason game already. It's, you know, it's got to be crazy, Fred. You can't be ready to go.
Did we see the injury report?
Is there one already?
Is there any doubt that there's going to be some injuries?
Look at the list of the buffet guys that are going to be sitting there enjoying some good food. By the way, speaking of buffets, good news, Max Muncy of the Dodgers might be coming back, and he's been on the buffet line for, what, about 4 months he's been injured,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Max has had a tough time lugging those trays up to his room.
Is that what they do when you go on the injured reserve? You played in football for many years, and when you went on the disabled list, was it just constant eating?
Yeah, and you had the common sense not to rub it in by hanging out with everybody.
You just quietly ate, right?
You just ate and then went back to your room.
That's it. Okay, I get it. That's good stuff. All right. So we got a lot to talk about. We got just a lot of good stories here today. And we'll get to some of the big winners in the Olympics. You were trying out for the Olympics, from what I heard. Wasn't that right?
Yeah, I was actually on the team. I just missed my flight.
Well, there was that glitch, you know, in the at the airports there with that computer.
This time of year, glitches are running amok.
They are. So if you're traveling, make sure and call ahead to the airport. Make sure you got it stuffed ready to go. All right, we're here broadcasting live on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM, our flagship 790 KBC. Glad to have you here.
Welcome aboard, folks.
Fred Dreyer Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Jennifer Horn here. Over a million babies are lost to abortion every year in the United States. Tragically, 70% of those women who had abortions report feeling coerced into aborting their baby. Through Compass Care's nationwide telecare platform, the pro-life community can now reach women anytime, anywhere. From the busy streets of New York City to the beaches of San Diego, a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy can be seen by a pro-life nurse in as little as 24 seconds. Compass Care transforms a woman's fear into confidence, helping her say no to abortion and yes to her baby. Help a woman save her baby at saveababy.us today and get a free ebook with a gift of any amount. Your gift of $47 to Compass Care provides care and support to a woman, saving her from the coercion and her baby from the abortion. Go to saveababy.us, saveababy.us.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or
720-6040. Glad to have everybody back here. The Fred Dreyer Show coming to you on Sirius XM, Sirius Channel 217, XM 203, and XM Sirius, the app 967. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline 790 KABC, and our radio network. It's good to have you all here. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer.
Yes.
You're getting stuff set up there, Fred.
Good to see you, Mike.
It's good to see you, too. Did you, by the way, sad moment in sports, yeah. Happy moment, but sad. You know, Freddie Freeman was gone from the Dodgers for about 2 weeks, and his son, Maximus, was battling a rare neurological disorder, and they had a press conference this week at Dodger Stadium. Freddie Freeman was there and was losing it, as I would be and anybody else that would go through something as horrible as he went through with his family and his kid. And it is the Dodgers put a Max Strong T-shirt out for his kids, and the team was wearing it.
He had a great support system over there.
And the Phillies, they were playing the Phillies, and they were supportive of Freddie when he went up and got a standing ovation from the crowd over there. I mean, here's the thing. It was a rare neurological disorder. And they, as I mentioned, the Dodgers put a shirt together, hashtag Max Strong, emblazoned on the front. And the coaches and players wore them before the game. And Freddie Freeman said, "That's the first time I cried today." Said it meant a lot. But here's what happened. Apparently at the All-Star game, and Max said the son had 3 years of age, woke up on July 22nd after experiencing flu symptoms during the All-Star game, came home, and he had a slight limp after he got back home, and then it went into full paralysis 4 days later. Now, that's got to scare anybody. And so the Freemans, Freddie rushed home and after the series with the Houston Astros, and by Wednesday of that week, that particular week, this week, the doctors had removed Max from his ventilator last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So he was diagnosed with something called Guillain-Barré. It's
Guillain-Barré.
Guillain-Barré, I think. Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's a condition in which the body's immune system attacks the nerves, and it can cause weakness, and you get paralyzed from
it's
the
like
feet
an
up.
It's an autoimmune response.
It's rare. The exact cause not known. Two-thirds of the people have symptoms of the infection, and that causes a problem for them to make it go away. And it's the syndrome is a condition in which the body's immune system attacks those nerves. And it's as I mentioned, it can symptoms begin. Infections can include a respiratory or a gastrointestinal infection, including COVID-19. Dr. Jeff Barkey, that's on our Food and Wine show, he has said that you got to read before you take your vaccinations, read what some of the side effects could be, because that can be a problem.
Well, especially if you're a young person like Max is.
Exactly.
You want to be careful that you just don't arbitrarily run down to the pharmacy and load up on anti-inflammatories. And that's one of the great things about it is there's a lot of information. You just got to sift through it and get the right information.
Yeah, it's and so there's no known cure for it. Several treatment options can ease symptoms. They did some transfusions and stuff. Freddie was talking about Freddie Freeman. Mm-hmm. Most people, it affects I think men more than women, and it can affect kids too. Most popular, most people recover completely from that syndrome, but the serious illnesses and it can be fatal on time. So Max, this poor boy, spent 8 days in a pediatric intensive care unit before being discharged. Charged on Saturday. The next day, he began right away physical therapy. Freddie said he's got to learn to walk, move, do that kind of stuff. But the great thing was, Freddie Freeman said that his son Max's personality is back, but he's got to learn how to do pretty much everything. Most importantly, Max is expected to make a full recovery. So that's the good news.
God bless him. It's a great family, and they're loved. You know, the people here, the Dodger fans, have been great with Freddie to begin with. Welcoming him, and he really responded to how he plays and his personality and how hard he plays, and it's great to see the team rally around with the shirts, and it's a great story.
It is. The fan base was great. You know, the people in Atlanta loved Freddie Freeman when he was there. People around the league like him. Other players love him. And finally, Freddie Freeman said this. He said of his son, he said, "He didn't deserve this. No one deserves this. Anybody who goes through this, it's not just my family. We were going every night, and every room is filled in the pediatric ICU," he said. "And that is heartbreaking. So many families are going through things like this. We're one of the lucky ones that got Guillain-Barré, but that he might have a full recovery. There are kids out there and they're who are fighting for their lives right now. It just puts everything in perspective. I bet you they'll do some kind of a charity event or something for this too. Once you see that, you can't help but want to give to other people to try to get people well and get through something like this that hits you right out of the blue.
Well, if anything is to be done, the sports community can come up with it. They're very supportive of one another. It's a big family, and you know, teams are teams, but this is something that's going to be talked about the rest of the year.
And Freddie said one thing. He said many times, he said he and his wife thought if there's a way, we would gladly switch places with our son, as most parents, I'm sure all would. But he did say this. He says, and he apologized to Dodger fans. He said, "I thought I could go up against, I could be bases loaded, bottom of the ninth inning in the World Series and strike out, and I'd be happy to do that instead of watching my son go through something like this." So it shows the human side. We all look at these athletes as if they're some kind of superstar heroes, and they're everyday people who just concentrate on their living, which is playing baseball, but more importantly, on their families.
Yeah, that's very quickly circling the bases as a big big story.
Yeah. Freddie, by the way, then went on to play the other night when he went and rejoined the Dodgers, and he made a big milestone that night. He hit the 500th double of his career. guy's amazing.
500?
500 he's had in his baseball career. And he usually hits, he usually leads the league in doubles every year. They say he probably won't do that this year. He's been out a little bit. But in 2022 and 2023, he had 47 and 59 doubles respectively. And last year became the only first baseman in Major League Baseball history with 200 hits, 20 home runs, and 20 stolen bases in one season. That's pretty good.
Yep.
So trade deadline was shocking to be moved, and I got to talk to you a little bit about this this former St. Louis Cardinal, Tommy Edman. He was a pretty good player with the Cardinals, was on the injured list. He had a wrist problem a little bit and his a hip or leg or something. He was shut down during spring training because of a discomfort in his wrist from the off-season wrist surgery, and then he was transferred to the 60-day disabled injured list early in the season. He's also been bugged by an ankle issue, but he thought he was going to escape any kind of a trade. He got traded to the Dodgers. Now, A, why would a team like the Cardinals get rid of him? Obviously, they say they got some younger players that might be able to take over and take over the season, but the Dodgers picked him up, and so, you know, they've got to see something in this guy if they're picking somebody up off an injured reserve list. Your thoughts on that, Fred?
Well, I mean, it's like, again, it's a small community. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody's been scouted. Everybody knows, you know, who's good, who's not, who's healthy, who isn't. And this isn't an accident that the Dodgers went out and got him. He's a real good defensive player, and they're going to probably put him out there in center field.
Yeah, he was he's yet to play this season, Tommy Edman, and he was shut down during spring training because of those injuries. But he's been taking his rehab assignment seriously, and hopefully is going to be reevaluated by the Dodgers in a few days and see if he can. He was a utility man. He got won a Gold Glove at second base, played in the outfield. He won a Fielding Bible Award as a multi-position player in 2022. So should be interesting to play. You know, look at Baltimore and New York are going neck and neck. The Padres are gaining now on the Dodgers. So is Arizona. There's going to be some good races there going on.
I think for the sake of the psychic aspect of this, the Dodgers should not try to win the West.
Well, I think you're right. We'll talk right after this.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, If you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. That gentleman right over here, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Does a good job here doing this show for you every week at this time. Email Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on X at Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. All right, so what else we got here for you? This is final thoughts here on, as we get it back into play, Fred Dreyer, the Dodgers, they've got some people coming off the disabled list for a while. First off, Brusdar Gaterol. I don't know those of you know about Gaterol. He was on Minnesota, traded to the Dodgers a few years back. Came out to be a pretty good relief pitcher. Was out for the year and rehabbing.
Power pitcher coming out of the bullpen.
Power pitcher, right? Fastball. Yeah. He comes out. It's a Phillies-Dodgers game, and he gets Bryce Harper to fly out. And then he does eight pitches, and all of a sudden he throws one that's kind of high and up, and he grabs his leg, falls down, tears in his eyes. He's carried off the field, and he's done for the year, Fred. What's this all about?
Well look, it's a shame. They don't know if it's the year, but they do know that he's he does have a serious high hamstring injury.
Yes.
And whether or not he makes it or not the rest of the year or playoffs, so who knows. But I've always been amazed. The things that I've seen over the years, my experience is, you know, especially in baseball, if you're a pitcher, best thing you can possibly do is run and keep the legs. Keep the legs. You don't throw with your feet, but there's something happens that when you work out from your lower extremities, the legs carry you a long way. The legs can help you when you don't think that it makes sense to, gee, why are we running here? What's that got to do with my curveball? Well, it has a lot to do with it. And I always wonder, you know, is Brusdar, who's been out for a couple of months, what's he been doing the time that he's been out?
Has he been running? I mean,
has he been running? Yeah. What kind of? I'd like to know. Here, this is what I mean when I say, you know, this town. This is probably the way it is in most cities.
In most cities, yes.
If they don't ask the right question. Now, if this were the old days of Jim Murray in the L.A. Times, you would have a guy being sent over to interview Brusdar and ask him, tell us what happened. How did you get a torn or a strained hamstring? And he probably doesn't know.
Well, he had a right shoulder inflammation. That's what he was out for. And he was doing rehab, and he was on the mound, as I mentioned just the other night, threw a high two-seam fastball. Then he grabs his right hamstring, wipes away tears. They help him off the field. They got Kike Hernandez and the Dodgers trainer taking the guy off the field. He's done for the year. And Dave Roberts, the manager, says it's heartbreaking. Brusdar, he's been good for us. He's done a lot of good things. He pitched a lot of big ball games for us, postseason games, and he had a tough road back, spent a lot of time in Arizona being on rehab, and then to come back and third hitter he faced to blow out, it was a pretty good blowout. And what I understand, it was a grade 3 hamstring strain. And so that's a long road back.
So what do you think? He was hitting golf balls the time?
Yeah, it should have been maybe running or walking or something, right?
You can't waste that valuable time to, as they say, cheat your body. You know, you've got an opportunity to excel, get your arm and your shoulders squared away, and lose a little bit of weight, get flexibility in your lower extremities. And a lot of these guys, they honestly don't know.
And you did it in your training camp. You were there running in the football. You got to get yourself going. But they don't run in the training camp anymore at football. They just don't. It doesn't seem to be anything that's very important to people these days.
We had quarterbacks when I was playing with the Giants in the 60s. Fran Tarkenton. Had a sore elbow, a sore shoulder. He'd go out and he'd run in Yankee Stadium. He'd run around the inside the ballpark. And he'd do short sprints, 50, 40-yard sprints. And it makes all the difference in the world to be in shape and to be able to handle what comes your way.
So here's the deal. And, if we can do this a little bit here, I'd like to bring on an expert that we have for us here, which I think we've lost on our picture file now. Too bad. We had him ready to go, but he's not. He's not going to be here yet.
You'll hear him. That's
okay. Well, you'll hear him in just a second. But we're going to have to talk a little bit about what gets done and what doesn't get done at training camp, because it's a situation that's a tough one, and the players don't seem to get ready in time for football, baseball, whatever it is. Fred, what do you think?
Well, as I said to you before, today's football players, and I just speak this in general. Basketball, you're always doing something here, on the floor other than shooting. Baseball, other than the gratterals of life who are somehow mysteriously getting hurt and when they're rehabbing another injury, football situation where most of, if not all, but most of your football players in today's football world, they're in shape year round. These guys take pride in lifting weights, looking good. They're all cut up, and they're kind of ready to go, except for the hitting process, and that's the only thing that I still hold out that they've got to add another 5, 6, 8 days to a little bit of short yardage and a little bit of defense.
Exactly.
And to not just to patronize it, but to get out and really move around and get the team going and make things pop.
Well, here's the deal. Your buddy and mine, Vince Ferragamo, former Rams quarterback, went to a training camp, and he said, it's the last day. It's like, and so we brought one of our producers in, Corey Marino. Training camp is over already for these guys? We're getting ready for preseason. How long was training camp? 2 weeks this year? What was the deal?
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks. It was from July 25th to August 3rd.
July 25th.
So a couple days there.
Good. So, Fred, how can they run? How can they get ready to go? We're going to see a lot of injuries when the season starts here, correct?
Well, you can. Look, there's nothing
2 weeks.
There's nothing short of hitting somebody in full pads that gets you ready to hit people with the shoulder pads during the short days of preseason. And they've got to decide what they're going to do,
We got games starting already. Vince said he went down there. They were like folding stuff up and packing it away. Now, in the case of the Rams, they're going to a new training facility. Are they going to? I thought they were going to be like in California in Woodland Hills, but they were out at Loyola Marymount College this year. Is that what was going on?
Yeah. So the training camp is actually held at different places other years.
Does Dallas still Thousand Oaks? They still have their facility out there.
Yeah, I think they have one in Oxnard, and then the Chargers still go to San Diego sometimes, but then they go to Carson sometimes as well. But yeah, they did the at Loyola Marymount University was training camp, and then they were supposed to move into their new Woodland Hills facility that they've been building, but I guess a couple permits caught them up, so they won't move for another week, so they're going back to their original facility at Cal Lutheran.
Oh, makes sense.
So they can move around a little bit. So here's the schedule. August, we've got the NFL Hall of Fame game was Texans-Chicago Bears. Now, August 8th through 11th is the preseason week one. August 15th through the 18th, preseason week two. The 22nd through the 25th, preseason week three. And then on the 27th of this month, there's the roster cutdown, and the regular season kicks off September 5th. Jeremy Dayton's going to be excited. The Baltimore Ravens are going to be taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. That should be a good game if the people are healthy, Fred.
Yeah, if they show up with all their people and they can get them off the bus in time, then you might get a game out of them.
It might get something going on. So is this the deal that they cut back because they added an extra game? They cut back training camp. Is that what's happened?
They cut back training camp and they cut back. They took a game away from the preseason as well. So they only play three games. Okay. Most teams only play three games, and then they also cut back training camp. The amount of time you can practice in pads, and also you can't do two-a-days anymore.
What do you mean two-a-days?
You can't practice in pads twice in one day.
Well, Fred, did that was something
otherwise
you brought up.
You might hurt yourself.
Fred, what was your training day like? What was it?
Well, look, we showed up, right around the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And we were in pads in the morning, shoulder pads and shorts, and then in the afternoon, full pads, top and bottom. We did that for like 13, 14 days.
So you would actually carry the equipment out on your backs. Wouldn't they make you carry that out?
Well, you carried your own stuff.
You did, right?
Yeah.
And didn't you kind of go and like block and hit those big stanchions where there's tires on them and everything?
That was to loosen up, yes, you're right.
That's to loosen up?
That's to loosen up.
You still do that in your backyard just to kind of keep in shape?
I do it before I go to sleep every night.
Fred's a tough guy. You got to watch out when he walks into the studio. Some of the walls get bashed in a little bit, especially if he's a little cranky. All right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, it's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us. We're here with you every week at this time. Follow Fred. Email freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Power comes in many forms. The beloved power nap, the enviable power couple, the celebrated power hitter. But around here, Kohl's Cash is power. And if you earned it recently, it's time for your power trip to Kohl's. Will you redeem your Kohl's Cash on those Adidas sneakers you've been eyeing? Will you flex at the block party with that new ice cream maker? Will you replace your kids' favorite shorts because they outgrew them again? However you redeem your Kohl's Cash before it expires, more power to you. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's. Additional exclusions may apply.
And we're back. Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the sports lounge here on the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, your host. Corey Marino, producer of our show, is taking some time to sit with us here a little bit. And so we got a few more football stories to cover here, gentlemen, and our audience out there. Thank you so much for joining us. Email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Now, Baltimore phenom quarterback Lamar Jackson said he lost some weight after he felt, quoting now, slower. Lamar explained that he lost weight this year because he's the reigning NFL Most Valuable Player. Didn't like the way he looked and how fast he ran, so he's visibly slimmer this year. Now, he already was pretty coy and moves around in the pocket a lot and jumps around on the field. He weighs now 200 pounds, about 30 pounds less than his 2022 weight and 15 pounds less than last season. So your thoughts on that, Fred? Is this going to make this guy better?
Well, that's what he should do. He should monitor. You have a tendency as you get a little older, even in your 20s,
right,
to put on some weight and to feel sluggish at times. That's why you always have to get out and run. And that's the great moderator for your system, and you do everything else as an adjunct to that. You make sure that you are in tip-top shape running wise, and therefore it's easier when you want to lift weights. And he's probably lifting weights and he's losing 15 pounds.
Yeah, 15.
But gaining 5-6 pounds in muscle, you know.
He said, quoting Lamar, he said, quoting now, "My eyes may be deceiving me, but I believe I looked a little slower to me." Corey Marino, your thoughts on that? Hold on a second, Corey. Now you got that microphone.
Yeah, I think it's a great move. He did look a little bit slower. I think he tried to pack on a little muscle so he could take more hits.
Yes.
But it slowed him down too much, so he took more hits anyway. And I think they got Derrick Henry behind him now to take the big goal line carries, so he doesn't need that weight anymore because he's got a big, huge bruiser behind him, so he can just hand it off to him at the goal line and watch 6 points get on the board.
I like nothing better when I walk around than to have a big bruiser behind me.
Yeah, you like Orin.
I enjoy that a lot.
Yes.
It's really good. Now, we've got some problems during the training camp that's now over with, and that's your old alma mater, Fred. The New York Giants and the Detroit Lions were each fined $200,000 for multiple fights and at joint practices this week. The NFL teams were reminded in a memo that was sent to them that, quoting now, and this sounds like grade school, "fighting and unprofessional conduct at joint practices would not be tolerated." So it didn't seem to deter the Giants or the Lions. There were more than a dozen scuffles over the 2 days of joint practices between the teams this week. And the quarterback of the Giants, Daniel Jones, got in the middle of one skirmish Monday, and the two teams cut practice short Tuesday because of constant incidents. Did this happen in your playing
days,
Fred?
It's excessive.
Is that what it's called?
It's excessive.
Move How close to that microphone, Fred? You're leaning
I'm close enough.
You're relaxing back there. That's good.
It's excessive bitchiness, and it all falls back on if as they used to do when fights would break out and it would become a distraction. The coach would say, "All right, that's it. Go put your gear on and come back out, and we're going to hit for about 15 minutes.
Then make them hit, right? Just to get it out of your system.
Because you want to.
I wanted to.
I mean, I wasn't like I was disappointed or anything, but I want to see team speed. And in training camp, you don't oftentimes see that.
Now, here's the deal. One player said it was a heated practice. He said after throwing haymakers with the Lions safety, Kirby Joseph, that guy was the rookie on the Giants there, Malik Nabers. Is that Jim Nabers' brother?
That's actually Jim Nabers.
It is. Malik? Yeah. So it's Gomer Pyle?
That's his summer name.
Stage day, right?
Summer name.
So Malik Nabers was there, and he said, words are being said and stuff like that. It's going to happen. And so he was a little, Corey, what do you think?
They have no idea.
Well, they fought more than they practiced. It says a dozen scuffles. They don't even have a dozen practices in training camp anymore.
I want to know, did they film the fights?
They have a couple filmed.
Do they have some filmed?
I think they have. They have a couple. They definitely have one where the Malik Nabers threw a couple punches at the.
Does he sing? By the way, Malik, does he, after hitting everything, he goes, "Oh, Fred, you know how Jim Nabers sang? He was like a baritone, wasn't he?"
Yeah, he was. He was so inspirational. We used to play an album of his on our way out to practice field.
That got you guys ready to go.
It really stimulated us.
It's good. It's good that Malik. I'm going to watch Malik now. He's on the Giants, so that'll be an interesting thing to watch. All right, what else do we have here? We have the new coach for the Chargers, I guess, Jim Harbaugh. He's apparently good that he's got in the NFL because he has the NCAA has announced a 4-year, quote, show cause order, end of quote, for the former Michigan coach, meaning he had inadmissible contact with recruits and players while access was being restricted during COVID-19. So they've banned him, Jim, from college athletics until August 2028. What do you think about that,
He's
Jim?
Laughing at it right now, and they're having iced tea on the veranda.
He replaced, Brandon Staley, who was... was that guy decent on the Chargers? You're shaking your head, Corey.
He was awful.
And then they had Giff Smith. Was that the guy that used to be Giff? Was he in the broadcast booth always on Monday Night Football? Giff Smith.
Giff Smith was the one that used to bring the halftime hot dogs up there.
Or Gifford or something. I think he was married to Kathy Lee. Anyway, maybe not. Anyway, so Giff Smith was an interim coach, and they've put Jim Harbaugh. I look for good things from the Chargers this year. Gentlemen, your thoughts, Fred?
Well, they have a good team. He had a good coach even. So yeah. I think that Harbaugh get these guys ready to go. Here's a guy that during the early days of the season, we'll put guys in full pads and hit them a little bit.
All right, now let's go to the Olympics because that's winding down here this weekend. And this guy, Hampton Morris, he wins a historic Olympic weightlifting medal for the USA. You asked if there's weightlifting. He won. He says, "I'm just in disbelief. For the first time in 40 years, this American man wins an Olympic medal in weightlifting. He's a 20-year-old who trains primarily out of the garage at his family's home in Georgia. And he ended the decades-long drought by winning bronze at the Olympic Games. And then the between the two types of lifts at the Olympic weightlifting, snatch and clean and jerk." And Clean and Jerk were the morning team, I think, San Francisco,
neighbors.
Weren't they?
Those were the neighbors.
Clean and Jerk were his neighbors, okay. No. And he's 135 pounds, this guy, and he hoisted, listen to this, 657 pounds. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, Hampton...
A lot of that's technique.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, you're just not going to walk up to 600 pounds and snatch it. It's form, it's function... And it's something that you have to have.
Hampton Morris, he comes from a long line of Morrises. There was Howard Morris, the comedian. Remember him, Fred?
Yes, I do.
And Garrett Morris, I think, was on Saturday Night Live. Am I right about that, Corey?
One was black and one was white.
I don't know.
But they're both related.
I thought they were.
Both adopted.
Now, one of the crazy stories of this year's Olympic, this Kirsten Faulkner. She grew up in Alaska, rode at Harvard, moved to New York City after school, started working for a venture capital firm, took a beginner cycling class in Central Park, started cycling at 5 a.m. before work, started competing in local cycling tournaments, quit her job, moves to California to cycle full-time. She's added to the USA road cycling roster 1 month before the Olympic Games, and now, just 7 short years after taking a beginner cycling class in New York City, Kirsten Faulkner has won gold at the Olympics.
God bless her.
I say bless her. That's dedication.
That's really some story.
She helped to secure Team USA's first gold medal in track cycling. It's been a pretty good Olympics other than the opening ceremony and that male boxer plowing the face of that woman boxer, don't you think, Corey?
No, it's been a great one. That's just two straight stories in a row where over 30 to 40 years we've had gold medalists that we haven't had in these Olympic events in a while.
I cringe to think what they're going to do at the closing ceremony, Fred. You got any thoughts on that at the Olympics?
Interpretive dancing.
Oh, that's the new Olympic event.
That is an event. It is
an event.
They added breakdancing.
Okay, here's one for you.
Did they?
They did.
They actually did that.
They added breakdancing.
They threatened people until they got it done.
That's it.
Do you want to even get more mad, Fred? You know what they took out? They took out baseball.
I know. I can't believe it. I don't even want to talk about the Olympics anymore. But I will, because listen to this. What is baseball? Filipino gymnast, this guy, Carlos Yulo, and he gets all these awards here. Ferdinand Marcos, the president of the Philippines, said he had witnessed history when Yulo became the first Filipino man to win an Olympic gold medal after competing in the artistic gymnastic floor exercise on last Saturday. He's only the second Filipino athlete to win an Olympic gold. Now, they say, Marcos says, no words can express how proud we are of you. But listen to this. He got cash, $103,511 from the Filipino House of Representatives. Where are they getting that money, huh? He's got a fully furnished three-bedroom unit worth $552,802 in Metro Manila. A lifetime free colonoscopy at 45 years old.
Where do I sign up?
That's the winner. You get a lifetime free colonoscopies. This guy is made here.
You got it. And plus, it's a donut shop next door.
Talk about being clean. He was also offered lifetime supplies of, you'll like this, Fred, free buffets, baked mac and cheese, and chicken, a grilled chicken dish, chicken inasal, I think it's called, I-N-A-S-A-L.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if I pronounce that regularly, by various chain restaurants. And he's got, listen to this, a specialist in car lights for your automobile, has offered him a free set of headlights and fog lights for his vehicle. He's got a free engineering education from the university there in the Philippines. He gets an iPhone 16 and a lifetime supply of phone cases for that, the i16.
Well, you're going to need those cases, believe me.
And if he celebrates the sweep, the cafes and restaurants have offered free meals or milkshakes, your choice, either meal or milkshake, to anyone named Carlos or Kaloy, that's his nickname, while a music venue offered a free entry over the weekend to anyone whose name began with C. That's how they do it in the Olympics. That's how you get what you need to get there, Fred.
Yeah, that's good, Mike.
I think it's good. That's good. And then we got one more here. This poor guy from India, this wrestling star, Vinesh Phogat, he is disqualified before the gold medal bout after coming in, what is this, Corey, 100 grams overweight?
Yeah, he was just 0.22 overweight, and they didn't let him take his morning poo, I heard.
Wait a minute. That's serious?
No, I'm just
joking. Would you stop with the jokes? We're trying to do a serious show here. Can't you tell?
I can tell. It's coming along nicely.
It's good. So there were some good things at the Olympics. This poor guy Fogut was about 2 kilograms overweight on Tuesday night, and she made a desperate bid to make weight by jogging, skipping, cycling through the night. At a weigh-in in the morning, she was still 100 grams over the daily reported, and they take it away from her. if it's boxer, it's obviously his male boxer can smash that woman in the face.
That's the politics of the Olympics.
It's amazing. Yeah. So our hearts and thoughts go out to Vinesh Phogat, and we hope that you get another event before everything's over with. Do you know if that's going to happen, Corey?
I don't know.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to go down memory lane on the Hunter series, so don't
really
go wandering.
Are we going to do that?
You can't wait. We'll be right back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. Final segment here of the show. This program has flown by here today. Thank you all for joining us and listening. We want to say hello to our listeners out there. We didn't get a chance to go into that chat room. We'll try to make a quick run in there. But we do have a picture of you, Fred, and Stephanie Kramer, when you guys apparently on occasion all dressed up and went out on the town taking care of business and that kind of thing away from the Hunter set, including the celebration of the, I guess it was the 100th episode of Hunter. How many episodes you guys do totally?
About 157.
157 episodes. And then you were on the TV show Bloopers and Practical Jokes, in which Stephanie was pranked by you on it, mentioning that her house was going to be moved. Is that what the situation was all about when you did that?
Dick Clark called me and said, come on my show. We're going to have bloopers and practical jokes. And we're going to tell Stephanie we're going to move her house 2 feet over because it's encroaching on her neighbor's property line. And she showed up, and the big trucks were out there, and they told her what she was, what they were going to do, and she believed them.
It was on, it was one of the features on that show. It's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
So
that's what it was.
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting show for you. And that's our broadcast here, I got to tell you. Want to thank you all for joining us here on the show. Don't forget to follow Fred on X at Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRNTalk.com. Next week, we'll get to some of your great questions and stuff when you get on there. I want to thank Corey Marino and Jeremy Dayton for producing the show. Thank you, Corey.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, guys.
And final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer. You got a big week planned, do you? You're going to finish watching the Olympics on the...
I might check in the closing ceremonies.
You going to do that?
Yeah, I might do that.
Okay, good. We'll have a full report on that next week on the show. And, maybe we can get we'll get some more stories together for next week, too. Have yourself a good week, everybody. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. See you next week.